Welcome to the Monday Business Watch. Jason, what is on the cover this week is an issue that's been going on for several years now, and we are entering another phase of it.
Yeah, this will be phase two of the three phases of increasing minimum wage within the city of Las Cruces. It's going to come into effect January 1st. It was out of, as you said, it's been going on for years. It was a 2014 decision by the city council. And the first raise was implemented then in December of 2014. And we are raising the rate to $8.40 in 2015. And come January 1st, it's going to be $9.20. The final hike will be up to $10.10, and that's not expected to come into play until 2019. But this will be, a lot of the people I talked to, businessmen and the city officials alike, said this is going to be sort of the true test to see if the businesses can maintain their level of service with the higher minimum wage requirements. And some businesses have said that the first wave was pretty severe for them. We all saw some prices going up. I talked to Mike Beckett over at Coes Books, and he was saying that it cost him a third of his staff. He went from he had to fire about 10 people down to, I think, around 24, 25 that he has now. And, it's been a severe impact. He said they haven't been able to expand like they would want to or put money back into the business at the rate they would normally have wanted to. And I also talked to the folks over at Tresco, and, they place people with some developmental challenges into jobs here in the community, and they said they haven't lost any of those positions. I want to say they have about 47, if I'm getting that right, I may be remembering the number incorrectly, clients out in the community, and they said they have not lost any jobs, but they have seen a lot of hours being trimmed, and that's sort of what we're seeing across the board.
And that is what I have heard, is that people are trimming just hours rather than eliminating some of the positions. How has the city responded? Has the city given any reports, any indication as to the tax revenues come in?
Well, it's kind of hard to track. The tax revenues are trackable, and the GRT hasn't been impacted too much. But the numbers of actual minimum wage employees are a little difficult to pin down. So they're not completely sure. We've really got the best evidence we have is the anecdotal evidence. And they say that, the folks at CAFE, I spoke with them as well, that were real strong proponents for the minimum wage increase. They're saying that they're getting feedback at the worker level that people are very pleased. They're a little more financially secure now, and especially people in tipped positions, they were telling me. Sarah over at the CAFE was telling me. Especially the tipped positions seem to be faring very well under the increases. So as everybody said, we're kind of waiting with bated breath for January 1st to see if our businesses can weather this change. And local businesses, of course, are impacted a little more strongly because they don't have the safety net that national chains do of making up a loss in revenue elsewhere within the company. So we'll see what January brings.
Okay, and we'll have to follow up on that. Let's go to the profile, Abraham's Cafe. Tell me about this.
This is a great little cafe. Not a lot of people know of it. It's, I guess, out of the way is the best way to put it, but it's actually above the way. It's on the fourth floor of the Las Cruces Tower,
old
Wells Fargo Tower.
Yes.
And they've been there since the 80s. And they've got a really loyal clientele. And Paula was talking to them for this story, and they said that the menu has evolved over the years, largely in response to client demands. They said if they tried to take away the Meatloaf Tuesdays, they would probably face a revolt. But it's really interesting. It is, the fourth floor may not sound like much to high-rise metropolises, but it is the highest restaurant in Las Cruces, So it's kind of neat to get up there, and you can see out over downtown and get some good American comfort food. They're from back east, and they moved here and have made the life here, not just in Las Cruces, but fourth floor of the tower.
I have been there once, and I'll have to give that a try again. Green Chamber of Commerce has a column this week.
Yep, looking again at spending local and the fact that we are coming up on a season where we need to be thinking about spending local, especially in trying times. Those local dollars really keep our local businesses alive and help the community as well. So keep that in mind when you're running your Christmas list.
'Tis the season to shop local.
That's right.
Thank you very much, Jason.
My pleasure as always.
For KRWG News, I'm Edmundo Resendez.